want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. All along my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. In my trials, Lord, walk with me. In my trials, Lord, walk with me. All along my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. My sorrows, Lord, walk with me. In my sorrows, Lord, walk with me. And all along my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. And when my life becomes a burden, I want Jesus to walk with me.
Roots Down on listener-supported public radio, WVTF, on this special Fun Drive edition of the show, encouraging you to go online and make your pledge now for public radio and keep this type of programming going. It's at WVTF.org. And in the studio with me, it's not often that I use the word legendary, but it's apropos. It certainly applies here. Sherman Holmes, legendary Sherman Holmes in the studio with me. Welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure and it's an honor to have you in the studio. You have the new solo album, your very first solo album out, the Sherman Holmes Project and the Richmond Sessions. Let's talk a bit about that. I also have to your left there is the producer of the album, John Lohman from the Virginia Folklife Program, and he was sort of the instigator of this. Tell me how it all came about.
Well, it all came about when I was accepted on an apprenticeship program with John. And to make a long story short, I had a just a cousin of mine who I apprenticed, and we kept her for a year or so. And then when I was brought to her, I brought her to Charlottesville, and she performed. John asked me to sing a song, and I told him, I said, man, I play the piano. I don't have a band. He said, well, sing anyhow. So I sang I Want Jesus, and then he gave me he told me he would produce a CD for me, you know. And lo and behold, that's what happened.
Well, the apprenticeship program there, it was somewhat bittersweet. I'm sure it was a wonderful wonderful experience for that. But during the process of that, the apprenticeship program included Wendell Holmes, your brother, and Popsy Dixon from the Holmes Brothers.
Right.
They both passed in 2015, but you continued with the prayer. You're encouraged to continue doing it.
Right. They both died within 6 months of each other. And it sort of left me dangling because we'd been together for 40 years and traveled all through the world and 58 different countries and all of the states. And we were closer than husband and wife. We were always together, you know. And when they left, when they died, it just shot me down. So John sort of rescued me there.
Oh, I'm sure that's what I was going to say. That had to be how it felt, because going through that, it's got to be devastating. And I think that the apprenticeship program and then going on to produce this album probably saved you, didn't it?
It has really lifted me, you know. And I'm pleasantly surprised at how well it turned out.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all. Look at the man you got working with you, first of all, John Lohman, and look at the talent you got, man. I'm not surprised at all. When the CD came across my desk, I went, yes, sir.
Well, you know, a funny thing there was when I, you know, when Sherman came off the stage after doing that song, I had goosebumps, and I just thought, you know, and I didn't know Sherman played the piano. Of course, I know him as a bass player. But I said, you know, let's do this record. And I was originally just thinking that it would just be a solo record. And he said, give me one of those country bands. And if you know the Holmes Brothers, you know they play, you know, always did all kinds of music and a lot of country music.
Yeah.
As is the story, really, soul music and country music are so intertwined anyway. And so I said, yeah, I'll get you a country band. And then I had the pleasure of getting to kind of, it's funny, we just did this show for Joe Wilson down in Galax, and Joe was a real mentor of mine. And one thing I always used to watch him do that I loved so much was he kind of get to play like puppet master, you know, think, I'm going to get that dobro player, and I'm going to get that, you know, and then I'm going to stick this in there. And so I got to do that. So, yeah, we got some amazing musicians on the record, and, man, everybody had a good time.
Well, you got Rob Ikes on dobro, Sammy Sheeler on banjo on there, and a gentleman that I did a story on years ago for WVTF, Devon Harris.
Yes.
From Devon. Charlottesville on the Hammond B3. He's a talented young man.
Oh, he is. He's just taken off, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's funny how these worlds, and then, of course, we had the Ingram Metz, which is this incredible gospel group that I've had the pleasure of getting to know well and recording and putting on festivals, stages over the years on it, too. And it's funny, when we brought Devon and he played the Hammond B3, he heard the piano and immediately said, that's Stuart Hamlin on piano, isn't it? I said, yeah, how do you know Stuart Hamlin, you know? And he's like, yeah, he plays piano in my church.
Really? Wow.
And Devon plays bass in that band.
Wow.
So Devon is a multi-talented guy. I actually know him. I knew him best as a... He also plays little drums on the record. He's just awesome. So.
Well, that one song that I put on the air like right away is Rock of Ages. That's got Amita Ingram singing on that, just wailing on it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.